Well, she's not a candy man exactly, but she's a candy woman. I am so excited. Her name is Annette Pardon, and she is of Fill My Jar Candy in Brookfield. You don't know how excited I am. And I mean, very privileged. I've had all sorts of celebrities in the studio. This is the most exciting interview I've ever done in my life because you've got the best job ever. You make candy.
I do enjoy my work a lot.
Yeah. Does your dentist enjoy the fact that you do this work?
There's dentists that have thanked me many, many times for what I do. Yes.
So you actually make the candy as well as sell it?
Yes.
Oftentimes it's chocolate or caramel?
That's what it started with, was we did a lot of toffee, caramel, and traditional, I guess you would call them barks, which growing up, a bark would be kind of like mom crushing up some candy canes and putting them in chocolate for the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Growing up in a kitchen, my mom was always very inventive. She could take ingredients and whip up things that I'd be like, wow, that's amazing. And we got to enjoy all that very much. And I guess I kind of inherited it from her. And so when I started making candy, it was, I just loved being in the kitchen, and candy was a way for me to make homemade treats that I could give to teachers and coaches when my kids were growing up.
Oh, I bet your kids get all A's.
Oh, you would hope, right?
I'm thinking if you gave them candy, is that even legal to do that? I don't know. Now, this is all a part, or you will be at an event, which we'll get to in a moment.
Yes.
Called the West Loop Spirits, Wine, and Treats Festival.
Correct.
Well, that sounds amazing. It's March 26th and 27th. GourmetExpos.com for further information. But we'll talk more about that and the event. I want to hear about candy making. So here's what I envision.
Okay.
I envision, because this is all I know about candy making. My education of candy making comes from I Love Lucy. And I see Lucy and Ethel with the conveyor belt and the chocolate going by and then doing what they did with the chocolate. Is that how it works?
I mean, I would imagine in a big factory setting, you probably have conveyor belts of
Are
things going by.
Are you Lucy or Ethel?
Oh, I'm definitely Lucy. and I think I've probably shoved my mouth full of chocolate the way Lucy has. And in our small setting, what I love about what I do is I pride myself on the fact that we do small batch. By doing small batch, you can do it with more intention, more finer ingredients, and the outcome to me is a little richer than if you were to just, you know, grab stuff off of a manufacturing conveyor belt line. Okay.
So how does this begin? Did you wake up on a Tuesday morning and say, I want to be a candy maker and open up a shop?
Well, I'll tell you, I was in marketing before anything. Prior to being a parent and moving on with my life, I was in marketing. When I got married, we had a couple of kids. And then you realized
those kids would need better grades.
Yeah, and need somebody around. So I kind of became the stay-at-home mom, I guess as you'd call it. And as the kids got older in that, my passion for cooking turned more to designing and decorating cakes and making really cool desserts. Never really formally trained, but did go to classes when I could find them. And that kind of grew into a passion for making different things. So starting to make caramel toffees, using that to do some fun Christmas and holiday gifts for teachers and coaches. And it was just a great thing that I enjoyed doing. Got my kids involved in the kitchen. As my kids got older, I set out to start going back to more in a full-time fashion to work. And I had become, I worked with cake and pastry decorating for Wilton Industries. Wilton produces a lot of different cake items and things. So for quite a few years, I was a freelance. I'd get called in and I would have some fun doing that.
A freelance cake artist?
Yeah, it was kind of fun. It was.
What's the craziest thing that anyone's, sure, happy birthday, happy anniversary. What's the craziest thing that anyone's asked you to decorate or create on a cake? I suppose you have done even St. Patrick's Day cakes. I don't know.
I have. We've done a lot of the baby reveal cakes where I have a lot of fun trying to figure out a way to hide the surprise inside, right?
Is the surprise a little baby and it looks like...
Sometimes we've done little babies that, you know, like fall out with blue diapers on, you know, the little plastic
or
babies.
Pink diapers.
Or we've done, you know, candy inside where you open it up and a whole bunch of like blue or pink
sixlets.
Or, yeah, kind of like a pinata. So those are a lot of fun to do. I've had a ton of fun doing cakes for individuals, particularly like celebrating a special birthday. One of my favorite cakes was I did a cake that looked like a crate of wine. And we did wine bottles and then we created labels and the whole thing was edible where the label was more for celebrating that person's birthday. So it was, you know, fine. Rosalie's fine, finer with time, celebrate her. And I think it was her 75th birthday. Had a ton of fun doing that. I did a beautiful treasure chest for a child, that was just a lot of fun. It looked like an old wooden box with the lid.
So the more creative someone asked you to, the more challenging, but the more fun?
Probably that was my drive, was I'd love to challenge myself to see if I can actually achieve what I wanted to get done. Yeah.
Now, some of what you do just isn't simply, and I believe you do, like dark chocolate or light chocolate or whatever.
Right.
But it's like chocolate with mole. And I have to hear about that when we come back. We'll also talk about this huge festival that's coming to the West Loop, the West Loop Spirits, Wine, and Treats Festival, gourmetexpos.com for more info on that. That's March 26th. And 27th, we have what may be my favorite guest of all time because she makes candy right here on WGN. I'm reading the text line here on WGN, 312-981-7200. Who is the person, Steve, from Brookfield, being interviewed by you now? Tell me her company's name. The candy sounds so good. And you are right about that. This candy sounds so good. Annette Pardon of Fill My Jar Candy in Brookfield. Where are you in Brookfield? Are you near the zoo? Hold on. Let me turn on your microphone.
Sorry about that. No, we are not too far from the zoo. We are really technically downtown Brookfield, right across the street from the post office on Prairie Avenue, which is right by the metro station. So you can get right off the train, and we're right there on that first block.
And you recently opened this
location. We opened our first store location in February of 2021. But the company I started in 2015.
Were you doing it out of your kitchen?
It started out with working out of our kitchen, yep. And then by March of 2016, I got my business license and then moved into a rental kitchen. And at that time, we were doing a lot of farmers markets and craft shows, things like that. And from there, I kind of grew into... doing pop-ups down in the city of Chicago. And that really is kind of what set things in motion for me. I actually came to deliver something to my husband, and he works in the city down here in the Loop. And I came across a woman who was doing a pop-up with jewelry. And we got to talking. And the next thing you know, I decided that's where I had to be. So I set my mind to getting to know managers in the city, started doing pop-ups. And so from about mid to late 2016, all the way up till now, well, with the exception of us not being able to do them for the last couple of years, that's really was the biggest place that I came to get to get my brand out and to get to know people. Yep. So then we created a website online. That is www.fillmyjar.com.
Makes sense.
Yep. And
you do literally fill jars of candy. Now, I want to ask you about mole candy. And we were talking off the air, and this is absolutely true. For lunch today, I had chicken mole.
You said it. Yeah.
I know. And what I know about mole, which I love, all kinds of moles. There's the typical or traditional brown or chocolate mole,
right.
But there's a white mole, a red mole, a green mole. I know that. I also know that it takes like 70,000 ingredients to make mole and that your grandma makes it differently than his grandma or her grandma.
Yes,
everybody
for sure
has their own recipe.
Yep.
How can you put that in the candy?
I think what I tried and what I wanted to do the most was to capture the essence of what mole truly is. And for all the different recipes you have out there, when I learned and tried my hand at mole, the one thing that kept coming back, no matter what recipe I did, was that it was a layer of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted those flavors to stand out individually, but yet make up one flavorful sauce. Okay. Does that make sense?
No, but that's a good reason to come in and try it.
Right. And so when I was working with the mole, so when I was learning about mole, the stuff that I learned about what you can infuse into the chocolates, like they would roast tomatoes on open flames and they would literally crush them and then put them in the chocolate, and the flavor was amazing. Now,
yeah.
I can't do a sustainable chocolate bar with tomatoes, for example, but you can take other ingredients, and that's what I've done, that are sustainable in chocolate.
And they're super secret ingredients?
No, not really. I can tell you exactly what's in there. So my mole has got an infusion of cinnamon into a dark chocolate. Ooh. And then we add a sesame seed with a roasted salted pumpkin seed. And then the skin of a crushed dried pasilla pepper.
A what, what?
You ever hear of a pasilla pepper?
I've not.
It is a chili. It is a... I think it pretty much like it's a very dark red chili when you dry them. And importantly is you have to use the pepper the right way to make sure you get the right level of heat and have the heat enter at the right time. And after about a million different peppers and a million different tries, I realized that the pasilla skin on a dried pepper was my what I was looking for.
All right. So let's rattle off some of the other things that you do quickly. And then I want to talk about this big festival.
Okay.
So what are some of the other things?
So, again, we started out with traditional candies like English toffee, caramel, peppermint bark. My barks, what I do differently with them is I actually infuse the chocolates with natural oils. So my peppermint has natural peppermint oil with crushed real peppermint candy. So you get that real peppermint flavor from beginning to end. From there, I created my own line of barks. So my lemon bark, natural lemon oil with a hand-crushed lemon candy and a white chocolate, amaretto cherry almond.
Talking like you do should be legal because this is too enticing. Tell me about the West Loop Spirits, Wine, and Treats Festival, March 26th and 27th.
Absolutely.
I mean, the treats part of it are a part of that.
Yep.
But tell me about the wine and spirits and more about it.
All right. So, very exciting event that's coming up. We're so happy to all be back because they have not been around for a couple of years now.
Sure.
So this coming March 26th, 27th, it's going to be at Plumbers Hall or the Bailey Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's on Randolph, right?
It is 1340 West Washington Boulevard.
Ah, okay. Yep. But in that area.
In that West Loop area.
Right,
yep.
Right.
Yep. And what the Gourmet Expo has done is they pull together dozens of spirits and wine artisans, along with some sweets and treats experts.
Like you.
Yeah, I would love to be considered in that category, so thank you. And you get to go for your ticket. You get to come in. You get to experience not only tastings. For every ticket you purchase, I think there's three different levels of tickets that you can buy. You get so many tasting tickets to walk around and talk to, engage with the wineries, the distilleries, get to taste their products. You get to pair them with some of the fun treats that we have out on the floor. I know that we have a young lady does amazing with French pastries that she's coming out with. And we've got lots of chocolate, like myself.
And wine.
And wine, tons of wineries. They're going to be having raffles. They're going to be having talks that your ticket can provide you with access to all these talks that the different artisans are going to be hosting. So you get to, you know, listen and learn about where these products, where these wines and spirits are made, where they come from, and how you compare them. You get to learn about that. And what I love a lot about this too is that they pair this with a non-for-profit local organization.
Right, right? Which is wonderful.
Yes, so they're pairing with Voice of Care.
Which helps handicapped individuals.
Yes, this particular business provides education, resources for helping to adapt programs and services so that you can include and have be inclusive to all disabled people.
Which is wonderful. GourmetExpos.com for more information. I know they have live music that they'll
They do. They're going to be having a blues band. The Big Dog Mercer Blues Band will be playing all weekend.
I
so
love
you get
that.
To go and enjoy live music.
Well, Annette Pardon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fill My Jar Candy in Brookfield. Thank you very much for joining us on WGN.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
I gained 20 pounds just talking to you, I think.